Hello, this is Shibu Ucharyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 21st and our Bible reading portion is from 1 Corinthians chapters 4 to 6. Keeping our bodies holy as temples of the Holy Spirit. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 18 to 20 like this. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. For you are bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In this passage, Apostle Paul wants us to run away from sexual immorality, just as Joseph ran away when he was tempted to sin by Potiphar's wife. Most sins have no direct effect on our bodies, but we reap the consequence of sexual immorality in our bodies. For example, many of the recently discovered diseases, and in most cases like HIV/AIDS and other venereal diseases, are direct after the effects of unrestrained sexual immorality. Sexual immorality truly has far-reaching effects along with great spiritual significance and social complications. The solemn truth that we need to comprehend is that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. We belong to God both by creation, that is when He created us, and by redemption, when He has bought us back through His sacrificial death on the cross with the price of His own precious blood. We should honor and care for our bodies as the very sanctuaries of God so that other people may clearly see that we belong to God alone. What a special privilege it is for our bodies to be God's spiritual dwelling place. This reality has huge ramifications. God's residence in our bodies should transform us to live in such a way that brings glory to God. Our relationships, the way we serve our employers, the way we use our money, the way we treat our enemies, and every other facet of our lives should reflect the wonderful reality that God resides in our hearts. Let that difference show. We read in Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2 like this. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.